All right, good evening. This is KD2FPN, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be on August 16, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself, and you will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is KD2EZK, Joey G from West Bodlon, checking in.
Okay, we have one check-in so far, KD2EZK, Joey G from West Babylon, New York. And I did see KC2NBU in there, Ray, and unfortunately maybe he was having some issues, so we'll try him again in a minute. In the meantime, Joey, how are things out in West Babylon tonight?
All right, things are all well and good. I see that I have to wait several seconds before I hit the transmit because currently it looks like there's it's still receiving, possibly the repeater is still active, and then it looks like it's my turn to go from there. So I have to add on several seconds. Back to you.
Yeah, Joey, that's unfortunately how Echolink tends to work. It's got some extra lag time on some of the aspects of the quality of it, so it's one of those learning curves. In fact, first time I played with it, had to take a little bit to get used to, but I've been doing it now for almost 2 years, and it's pretty much par for the course. So, but you're welcome aboard. Anytime you want to stop in here at 9 o'clock any night of the week and join the net, you're more than welcome. So tell you what we'll do. I don't see Ray coming back in yet, but we'll see if he may be floating out there because I think he's up in the state of Maine. So what we'll do is we'll move forward. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PFM.
Okay, we collected in another one. Our good friend George, N2PFM from Watson. George, how are things out your way today?
Well, good evening to Kevin James and the guy from Babylon and anybody else there on the net or who's listening. We've got a temperature here of 71 degrees after a range of 68 to 81. I'm humid today. Cloudy most of the day with a few peaks of sunshine. Not enough to charge up the batteries all the way on the solar power. And I did my mowing yesterday, did my weed whacking today, and that's over with, and I'm fully correcting all the problems that other friend of mine had done, the one that passed away 3 months ago. And I found that on the solar panels, that only the first of the four panels was actually tied to the grounding stake, so I'm going to have to braid all the other three back Yeah, so everything is all connected to one and goes into the ground in the case of a lightning strike. So, you know, we're finding all these little things like that to take care of that should have been done right the first time. So with that, we'll say God bless, and 73 is all around then, too. BFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, I was going to say, we're pretty much almost in the same boat again, temperature-wise. I think I beat you by a couple of degrees. Cause I was going to say our high here hit 85. We had an inch of rain on the overnight, though, but it was around the, I'm going to say about the 5:30, 6 o'clock time frame we finally got nailed with that rain. And, yeah, it came down pretty good for a little bit there. So, yeah, it was quite interesting. Then all of a sudden the sun came out and then the humidity kicked up. So right now here in Oneonta, south of Cooperstown, Baseball Hall of Fame territory, I'm clocking in tonight at 75 degrees under partly cloudy skies, and the humidity, it's ramped up out there. I'm going to tell you, it's got to be at least 80% humidity out there tonight. So it is sticky, and they said it would do that. All right, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, still taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Empire VOW.
Okay, Net recognizes N5AOW. Bob, how are things out your way?
Okay, I managed to get myself back to the regular rig. I was on the handheld and away from it at that time. Anyway, we had a fair amount of rain today, N5AOW, Friday. Seemed like it continued on into the afternoon, and I got out in the woodshed and got into one of my projects that I had planned on doing on a rainy day, so that worked out pretty good. Then it cleared up and we had dinner, and I get out on the lake for a little bit. And since I got up early this morning, I fell asleep momentarily or for a short amount of time in the boat. So that worked out okay. So I get a little bit of rest, but yeah, we're back watching the Olympics and enjoying the evening. So I'll return it back to you, Kevin, N5AOW. Back to Net Control.
Okay, Bob, yeah, it sounds like you were almost in the same boat I was weather-wise with the rain issue. So, yeah, it's just damp here. In fact, if anybody's out traveling in a little while here in the central New York area, just be aware if you start getting into some fog, because that could be a possibility. It could be quite dense in the valleys. So, and then again, it is August, and that does typically happen. So, all right, going to throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
KC2NDU, good evening.
Okay, we picked up Ray, KC2NBU. Ray, go ahead, tell us how things are out where you're at.
I've barely got an internet signal here, Wi-Fi signal, so you're kind of broken up, so I probably am too. We're watching the Olympics and the Yankees game at the same time. So, got a glass of wine here. I'm a happy camper.
Okay, Ray. It's always good to hear you, too. So hopefully your week is going well and smooth otherwise. So, as a matter of fact, before I go too much further, I know we were talking about the meteor shower that's been underway here for the, I'm going to say, past couple of days. It's going to be peaking out here in the next day or so. the name I gave last night that was on PBS, I was kind of stumbling for it. I kept saying George, but it didn't sound right. It's Jack Horkheimer. So that was the guy that has, you know, kept saying, just go out and keep looking up. So, you know, I was hoping John would jump back in here tonight, WA3. So it's Jack Horkheimer, and boy, I miss those days of being able to wait up until just about midnight to catch that, and it was kind of a nice way to end the evening. So, all right, I'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Tell you what, we'll just open the floor right up at this point. Okay, hopefully you guys are hearing me okay, because I just noticed a couple of notes here saying that I was doubling with the KD2AIT Echolink node here, so I don't know if that's just a conflict issue between my machine and his, or something going on the internet. So, throughout there, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service. Okay, I'm not sure. It almost sounded like that was KD2HKB. Is that you, Matt, out there in the central New York area? Okay, unfortunately, you're not holding the repeater. I'm not sure what the issue may be. It could be location or power. So if you could change position or up your power, try again. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, I was trying to be fair to give him a good chance there. Hopefully he'll try again here. Throw another call out there for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make this the final call. For any other comments, queries, or late check-ins, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, and apparently that was KD2HKB. It just sent me a text message through Facebook Messenger that was him trying to check in, but he wasn't able to hold the repeater. So, all right, with that, I will say I'm hearing no other check-ins. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:17. It just changed time, local time, and return the feed back to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. And we had KD2EZK, N2PFM, N5AOW, KC2NBU, and we'll say hello to our good friend Matt, KD2HKB, just trying to make it in here. And I want to thank those that listened out there tonight on the their scanners and whatnot. So I always say, jump in if you want, get your ticket, and the water is warm. We welcome you in here. So until tomorrow night, which I may not be back in time myself. I know I told Bob that last night because I've got a meeting tomorrow night. Hopefully someone will be able to pick up the net. If not, one of us is not in here at 9 p.m. So with that, I will say 7-3. 82FPM will be clear, and also clearing the Echolink system through this repeater. 7-3, 82FPM is out.
Objection, this is KD2HKB calling a satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. OCTEN, which is part of the National Traffic System, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. out of Oneida. This is, and then please pause by unkeying and listen. My control for this session is Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Kilo Bravo. My name is Matt, and I'm located in Sherbourne, New York, coming to you via the Echolink node attached to this repeater. Stations 4 Octane, come now, please. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octane, KD2HKB, your net. This is Octane. Alright, hearing no stations so far, I'm going to go ahead and make this my final call unless something else is heard. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net.
November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, good evening, no traffic.
With nothing further heard, that this concludes this satellite session of... .17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. Assistant net manager is Mark, KB2KOJ. I'd like to thank you all for the use of the repeater and the Echolink node. This is KD2HKB. I'll be clear. 73 all.